We engage in the battle and in the faith realm. Amen. We don't have to fight the battle. We just have to fight the good fight of faith, and faith will run the enemy off. But I'm just trying to get you today to see you need a lifestyle of this.
Do you feel like you're fighting some giants in your life right now? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland will teach you how to face those giants and win the fight of faith by staying engaged in the Word of God.
Today we're going to talk about running off giants, and I'm going to remember this scripture right here. If I forget it, it's 2 Samuel 23:12. You have to defend what you have sown. So I'll just start out there today. We talked about engaged. Remember the word engaged? I said some people, you know, you don't engage enough. We just have to engage and stay engaged in faith until the answer comes. We can't quit early. If we quit early, all is lost. If we quit early, everything we've stood for thus far will be to no avail. Faith is persistent. Faith is consistent. Faith fights and wins. So I told you that these three things, and Creflo said a word last night that I meant to write down and I didn't do it, but it would fit in here too, and I'm trying to think of what it is, so when we talk to him, we'll ask him. But yesterday, we started out with implement. You know, you have to implement with faith in the Word of God. That means you have to do something. You have to put the word in your eyes, in your ears, out your mouth. Act like it's true. Talk like it's true. Believe that it's true. All those other things are the result of believing that it's true. The word implement, we have to implement with faith. That meant to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish, to provide with manna for carrying into effect, or means, to provide with means for carrying into effect, or fulfill, to give practical effort to. In other words, you're not going to just float through life watching television and secular television. And I started to say Gomer Pyle, but he hadn't been around a long time. But that would have been a good example back there 100 years ago. So you're not going to just float through life watching goofy things and trivial things and, you know, expect then when trouble comes for God to be just right there on the end of your remote control. You have to walk with God, talk with God, live with God. So we have to implement. We have to, which is another way of saying release our faith in our words and in our actions to accomplish, to fulfill, to carry into effect. Something used or needed in a given activity, implement. That would be something that would be the noun of it. But the verb of it was to carry into effect. And then we talked about eager, or to be engaged in these things. To be engaged. You engage your faith. That means you act on the Word of God. You start talking it, you know. You engage. That would be another word to say why things don't happen. People don't engage enough. You know why? Because we're too engaged with other things. Here we are wanting to change the whole world around us, our whole realm, our whole world, and you're not going to do it on a Sunday morning. You've got to engage every day. Well, if it's faith that you engage in, faith acts, faith talks. But where does faith come from? Not from TV, secular TV. Faith comes from the Word of God. So we engage in the Word of God for our faith to become strong. And we engage our heart with the Word, and we engage our mouth with the Word. We engage. If you were going to go have a fight with somebody, you'd have to engage or you'd get beat up. Well, we're having a fight with somebody. Satan himself has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He sends his little demons out to kill, to steal, and destroy. He sends people out to do the same thing if he can get away with it. So we have to engage. We're in a warfare. It's a battle between Jesus and the devil, between right and wrong. And we're in the middle because we're still here in the earth and we're Jesus' body. Glory to God. Now, we're not in this alone. We've got God the Father on our side. We've got Jesus on our side. We've got the Holy Spirit on our side. Glory to God. We've got all the angels, almost all the. We got 2/3 of the angels on our side. 1/3 of them fell, but we got 2/3 of the angels on our side. Think about it. We've got the advantage. All we have to do is engage. Engage with our words. Engage with our faith. Hallelujah. So we have to, the word engage, and here I looked up something on engage, is to take hold, to engage an enemy. The military uses that term. Those of you watching over in Iraq, we appreciate everything you do to engage on our behalf. Glory to God. To engage an enemy, if you're talking about the way the military engages an enemy, do they go, they leave camp one morning and take their lawn chairs with them, and they go out to where the enemy is, and they act like they're at the beach, put their lawn chair out, sit down, you know, have a little umbrella? That's not the way you win a battle. Amen. You might be in the sand, but you're not on the beach. They engage. And that's what we have to do. To engage is to act the opposite of pressure, to act the opposite of passive. Military term describing battle, a war or an engagement. And then the other word we used was press. Like the one with the issue of blood came in the press behind. What'd you have to do? She had to fight her way through there. She was sick. She was weak. She was bleeding. She was illegal. She shouldn't even have been out in a crowd with an issue of blood. But she overcame everything and she pressed until she got to the hem of his garment. And she said, she kept saying, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. That's a marvelous example of pressing. Amen. So we engage, we press, and we implement the word of God. Now, I found this giant. Surely he hasn't disappeared from view already. In 2 Samuel, and I thought, I read it the other day, and I thought, man, that is a great example of pressing and engaging. Now, what was it? 2 Samuel 23. All right. Now, this was about Shem, not Shem, like in Noah's son, but S-H-A-M, Shem. It says in 2 Samuel 23, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. Now, let's go back up to 8. These are the names of the mighty men of David who had, of the mighty men whom David had. I can't say his name, but you'd laugh if I tried. He lifted up his spear also against 800 people whom he slew at one time. He engaged. Let's face it. Tachmonite, he engaged. Didn't he engage? Killed. I'm telling you, the Bible doesn't lie. He killed 800 men at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo. So he overcame being the son of Dodo. And when he defied the Philistines that were gathered together in battle, to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose. Now this guy, he arose, smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord gave a great victory that day, And the people returned after him only to spoil. The people returned after him only to spoil. He fought a battle. He took his weapon and he went after them. He engaged. Glory to God. He stood in the midst of the ground. In verse 12 it says, he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. See, when we're fighting against an enemy, we can't see him, but we hear him. He affects things if we let him. He was fighting against an enemy he could see, but listen to how it describes what he did. Both of them are a battle. We engage in a spiritual battle. He's engaged in a physical battle. He stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Isn't that odd that it says when he did this, the Lord wrought a great victory? That's not odd, really. That's just the way it is. What did he do? He engaged. That was his job. He was in the military. He was sent to engage the giant. That other guy we read about, he engaged and killed 800 giants. Well, if there's 800 giants trying to kill you, the best thing you can do is get them first. And that's the way we are with the devil. He's trying to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we have to fight the good fight of faith. And we got to go after him. Don't wait until he comes around your money and steals from you. He's a thief. He's a thief. The thief is out there. Don't wait until he tries to kill you and you come up with terminal something or other before you engage. He's a killer, the scripture says. Come to kill, steal. He's a destroyer. He's come to destroy. So don't wait until Satan has got you under his thumb and he's trying to destroy your family. You engage in faith and you keep him off your family. And you keep him out of your life and out of your money and everything else that concerns you. So the word engage is to take hold. To engage an enemy, you have, and to act opposite of being possessed. I mean, you have to act opposite of pressure. You have to act opposite of pursuing. You have to act opposite of just letting the devil come in and take over your life. You gotta do what does the Bible say where the devil's concerned? Resist is the word that the Bible uses. You have to resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so we learn as we walk in faith, as we learn the Word of God, we learn how to operate in a state of resistance. Now, one of the main things, and I won't spend any time on this because everybody knows this, but one of the main things you have to resist in walking in the blessing of God instead of the curse of God is you have to resist the rebellion of the world. You have to resist sin. If you're gonna try to live like the world, you will not be able to kill the giants. So you have to make a decision. How do you want to live? I mean, if you're in disobedience, it's hard to win the battle. Let me just say that. It's hard to win the battle. So what do we do? Well, we got a book here that tells us exactly what to do. Think of that. That's a miracle. People died to get that book in print. We've got a book that tells us what to do. So do we wait until Satan's got us under his thumb and we've been diagnosed with something bad, or wait until we're bankrupt before we decide to tithe? No, we go to the book and we find out what to do ahead of time. And that's why the scripture says the truth, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Make you free. It doesn't say set you free. It says the truth will make you free. So we find out what the scripture says and we begin to do that in our lives. Amen. And we don't wait till the trouble has impacted us and overcome us. And then when trouble comes, what do? We know what the Bible says. We know that by His stripes we were healed. We know that God meets our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So what do? We engage before trouble comes, and we engage after trouble comes. We stay engaged. We implement faith. We engage in the battle and in the faith realm. Amen. We don't have to fight the battle. We just have to fight the good fight of faith, and faith will run the enemy off. But I'm just trying to get you today to see you need a lifestyle of this. Don't wait until you're in trouble. You're already backing up if you know. And those of you that are here that are in trouble, well, good. Start right now. You can come out of trouble. God will bring you out of trouble. But what we should do is learn as we grow up is to obey God and to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might all the time in the Word of God, which means you got to spend time in it. And so we don't give the devil a shot at us, not a foothold. Hallelujah. So we implement, we engage, we press. The kingdom of God is come, and every man presses into it. Kingdom is a word for dominion, the dominion of God, the kingdom. If you are a king and you have a territory, you have dominion over that territory. So we take dominion over our territory, of our family, and our business, and whatever we're involved in. Now I want to tell you about these giants, and I want to give you an example of being engaged in faith, in God, and in action. We can get those in the Old Testament. And I wanted to show Joshua to you today. Let's look at Joshua 1:1. Joshua is so inspiring. I mean, here he is. Now, he's not in the spiritual battle. He's engaged in the natural battle. Now, we're talking about engaging here. Joshua has got to lead the people following Moses, but he's learned how to engage. He's a military man, and he knows what it means to be engaged. He's engaged in battle after battle after battle and beat the tar out of the enemy. He says, now, you're going to have to be the leader now. And now where he's still going to have to be engaged, but in a different way. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. And turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. That's what he tells us today. Don't deviate. Implement. Press. Engage. Do what you have to do, but don't deviate from the Word of God. It's the same thing we're told to do. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. You'll prosper everywhere you go. Don't deviate from the Word of God, and you'll prosper wherever you go. Now, here's how you get in that condition. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, you're going to talk the Word of God all the time. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do it. You meditate in it day and night, you talk it, and you do it according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Now, that the Bible holds up that idea all the way through about you do the Word and you'll prosper. You obey God and you'll prosper. Disobedience does not prosper, but obedience prospers. Do according to all. You have to act on it. Do it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This is still true today. I can vouch for it. Ken and I have been on the Word a long time, long time. And we're still prospering. We still increase. And that is God's will for you and me, to have victory and to increase. But we have to be like the mighty men of valor in the Old Testament. We have to get the Word of God. pursue the Word of God, walk in the Word of God, obey the Word of God, not deviate from the Word of God, not fold up under pressure, not let things get to us, not let persecution or anything else slow us down. We just keep going right ahead, just one step right after the other. Whatever situation you're in, and this maybe I'm believing most of you are not in any situation, but if you're in a situation, what do? You keep doing what the Word says. You keep putting that foot in the water. You keep taking step after step after step across that divided sea that God will make for you. God will tell you things to do, but if you know it's the will of God, take the next step. Amen. And then you take the next step. Amen. And then you take the next step. He may be calling you into a new business or a new whatever it is. Take the next step. Take the next step. Take the next step. Implement with your faith by obeying God. Glory to God. It'll work. It'll work. But if you just sit around and don't do and you get in disobedience. I mean, Joshua, we didn't get into it very far today. God told him to meditate in the Word day and night, and he'd know what to do, and he'd prosper. And we know that Joshua did everything God told him to do, and he prospered, and he got the job done. It didn't matter that there were giants. I didn't say there wouldn't be any giants. There have been giants along the way. But God is faithful to respond to your faith. What is faith? Faith is acting on the Word of God. And you can learn something from Joshua and the mighty men. They took one step at a time, and they went in and they possessed the land. They engaged the enemy. They put on their battle gear, and they whooped toe. I'm telling you, they did it. On our TV, to watch TV, we have a thing that takes out all the curse words, and it puts something else in there. And so otherwise, you couldn't watch TV. And so one of the word it uses for some things, when it says they whoop something, they kick something, is toe. So they whoop toe. I'm telling you, they whoop toe. And they ran those giants out of that land. Those giants wish they had never seen Joshua and his mighty men. Glory to God. And that's what God wants us to do in the body of Christ. He wants us to rise up strong, to go forward, put our foot in the water, go across on dry ground, do those things he's called us to do. We can do it, people. We can't do it in ourselves, but we're not in ourselves. We're born again in God, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. We have the Word of God. We have direction from the written Word, and we get direction from the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal.
It's really enhanced the local church, really promoted its purpose. And we're doing a lot more outreach and soul winning now. The people have a greater confidence, so now they're reaching out to the community, both in street witnessing, but also in the marketplace, where they work and where they shop and what they do. People are being bolder to step out and talk to people as a result of, again, finding out that God has a plan, and part of that plan is for them to share their faith and to live their faith in a more public way.
Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's master plan for your life today.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I'm in today for my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And I am so grateful to have grown up in the household of faith. Because if there is anything that I have learned from my grandparents and from my parents and my family, it's that God has a plan for your life. Now, I know some of you may think, you know, you grow up in this household and it's, kid, you're going to be a preacher. But you know what? That's not what anybody said. Kid, you're going to be a pilot. That's not what anybody said. They said, Jeremy, there's a plan for your life. Seek God with your whole heart and you'll find it, you'll know it, and you'll walk in it. And that's some of the things that my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, is teaching in this series, Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Now, this is a video curriculum, an interactive workbook, a journal, all by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland. And this is something that's, she's not just teaching this, you know, off the top of her head. This is something that's coming out of her heart. This is something that's coming out of her life. I have watched with my own eyes the way the plan of God has unfolded for their lives and for the life of this ministry. And she knows what she's talking about. The Lord has opened her eyes and many others to see what a wonderful thing it is to walk in the plan of God for your life. You need to get a hold of these things. You need to know, number one, that God has a plan for you. And number two, He's not hiding it from you. He wants you to know it and walk in it. Order your curriculum today. Now, my grandmother's been teaching today about how to engage our faith, how to connect with the plan of God by walking and speaking by faith. And you can act on the word as an act of faith. You know, that's what the Bible tells us, that this life, it is a walk of faith. How do you walk? One step, and then another step. And when you're done with that one, you take another one. And it's a walk of faith. Don't get frustrated. Don't get aggravated. Be patient and engage your faith. What is faith? It is trusting that God has a plan. It's not your battle to fight. You step up and you fight this good fight of faith and watch the Lord fight for you. We've got some exciting things coming up in the month of May. The Sydney Victory Campaign in Sydney, Australia, May 21st through the 23rd. And then the Brisbane Victory Campaign, May 28th through the 30th. Now, this is exciting for Kenneth Copeland Ministries because this year we are celebrating 30 years in Australia. How exciting. Now, we want you to come and be a part of these meetings. If you're watching in that part of the world, I want you to know how much my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria, love to see their partners and their friends come out to these meetings. Now, for more information about these meetings and other things going on at KCM, you can go to kcm.org. Thank you so much for watching today. We love it when you tune in. We love being a part of your life. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that Kenneth and Gloria love you, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.